Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Joshua chapter 14. Joshua chapter 14, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the nine tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of two tribes and an half tribe on the other side Jordan. But unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were two tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now, therefore, give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be, the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Okay, well, it's a very straightforward passage, very encouraging, I think. First of all, in verses 1 through 5, we have the reiteration of the 9.5 tribes that are yet to go into Canaan, and the 2.5 tribes that received on the other side of the Jordan River. This is reiterated over and over again, and it is simply a part of the historicity of the narrative. And it is also an anomaly, it seems, and that's why perhaps it is mentioned over and again. The land that was promised was not Transjordanic, and yet the Lord allowed for that. And so the Lord, if you will, advertises his kindness and his mercy to the 2.5 Transjordanic tribes in that they desired to settle there. And as long as they were willing to go forward and do the work of the rest of the tribes, the Lord answered their request. And so what do we learn by that? We learn that ours is a God that can be entreated. Ours is a God that we can ask things. Isn't that kind of what the whole chapter is about? And as we move forward into the book of Judges, we'll see how well Caleb learned to ask, in that when Caleb was asked, he also gave again. But we'll hold on to that until such time as we talk about Caleb and his daughter, Aksa, I believe her name is. So in this first portion, we have the remembrance of when the children of Israel came and said, okay, Moses, you know, this land that we're on right now of Sihon and Og that we've just conquered, this is a land for cattle. And you know what? We're cattlemen. This really suits us well. Do you think we might be able to stay here on this side of Jordan? And of course, Moses immediately says, now, wait a minute. You've got to remember that your fathers did the same thing in the south, Kadesh Barnea, and they refused to enter into the land. And they said, oh, no, that's not our idea at all. Our idea is that we will set up our flocks, herds, and families here, and that we, the fighting men, will go armed with the rest of Israel into Canaan and help them subdue the land, and we won't return to our homes until the land is subdued. And so that's why we're talking about this again. We're talking about it again because the land is now finally being subdued, and we're advertising why all those guys are going home. The Lord has taken care of all of that. And so what do we hear? We hear, first of all, that the promises that were made to them are coming to their fruition. We've heard that the Lord is able to be entreated by His people, such that He does grant their request to settle Transjordan. And so then we have them going home. And then we have, in the second part of the chapter, Caleb. What a guy, Caleb. Okay, so how long have they been in the land conquering it? I think from the calculation of Caleb's age, we can make that determination. Because Caleb was 40 years old when they came to Kadesh Barnea and failed. They wandered for 40 years, and now they have conquered the land, and Caleb says, that mountain was promised to me back when I was 40. I'm now how old? 85. So that means 5 years they spent subduing all of Canaan land. And now that it is subdued, Caleb said, there's still this piece of land here that the Lord gave to me. And so I'm heading up there now because along with the promise of God are what we said before today, all the means of its fulfillment. And I'm as strong today as I was then. I can go out and come in. The Lord has preserved my strength in order to preserve His promise. So let me go take that mountain. It's Kirjath Arba, but I'm going to name it Hebron. It's Kirjath Arba because that means Arba town. Kirjath means the city or the town of. Kirjath Arba, and this guy Arba is a mighty man among the Anakims. And who are the Anakims? They're the giants. Caleb says, no fear here. 85-year-old guy going to go up and take on the giants. Why? Because of God's promise. God has preserved me all these years in order to fulfill His promise. Why would I be slack now? And so then Caleb and his family, they go up with a mission. And the mission is to throw out the Anakims from Kirjath Arba and to rename it Hebron. Hebron. And so that's exactly what happens. And when we get into the book of Judges, we see this. It's not exactly chronological, but we see it played out again. And his daughter Achsah comes to him and wants a piece of land for her and her family, because Caleb has been a mighty prince and has an expansive place up there in Hebron. And so Caleb not only learns the promise of God and the fulfillment of that promise and God's gift to him, but because he has been so very well gifted by the Lord, he turns again and is quite generous with his daughter. And so we hear about the promise, the grant of God, and how that affects the righteous, that they are not slack concerning the promises of God, that Caleb is going to spare no means. Even at 85 years of age, he's ready to go up and take that hill that God gave him. Again, Caleb is no fatalist, right? God gave it to me. Let me just wait until it comes my way. So, got to go up there and throw out the Anakim. Anakim, giants, all right. Promise of God, no problem. And so up he goes with his men to take Hebron. And then not only does he learn about the promises of God, but he also learns about the generosity of God. Thus ends the reading then of Joshua chapter 14. Turn with me in your Psalters, please. It's all